From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a big explosion in China. A shipment of explosives blew up in Tianjin, China, Wednesday, killing 13 people and injuring 250. There was no immediate explanation for the blast, although it is believed to have occurred in a container at a warehouse for hazardous materials. State-run media said that two blasts within 30 seconds of each other were so strong they registered at a nearby earthquake monitoring station. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter announced today that he has been diagnosed with cancer. The 90-year-old Mr. Carter issued a brief statement saying that he would be undergoing treatment for the disease. The Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State group says it has beheaded a Croatian it abducted last month. Croatia's Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic said authorities in Croatia could not be 100% certain of the death of Tomislav Salopek. Since last year, the Islamic State has beheaded or executed more than 3,000 people. Peace talks between Libya's warring factions ended Wednesday in Geneva without a resolution. But a United Nations envoy said the parties are determined to reach an accord on a unity government within 3 weeks. As the negotiations broke up, UN Special Envoy Bernardino Leon said the two groups noted the need for progress. Libya is split between two governments supported by troops that are fighting each other. The Chinese government allowed the value of its currency to drop again Wednesday. The move prompted a second decline in major stock markets around the world. U.S. stocks initially declined Wednesday, but recovered most of the losses by the close of trade. A weaker currency boosts China's economic growth by making Chinese exports less expensive. This is VOA News. Chinese media report that a landslide has swept through a housing facility at a mining company in the northwest, leaving around 40 people missing. The Xinhua News Agency says the landslide in Shaanxi Province buried 5 dormitories and 3 houses under about 1 million cubic meters of earth. The UN Secretary General is taking strong action in response to the latest sexual abuse allegations against UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. Margaret Bashir has more.
UN Chief Ban Ki-moon said he had asked for and accepted the resignation of his top envoy in the CAR, Lieutenant General Babacar Gaye. He said although the longtime Senegalese diplomat and military officer had served tirelessly at the head of the UN mission, he wants to send a strong message.
Sexual exploitation and abuse is a global scourge and systemic challenge that demands a systemic response.
The UN deployed its mission, known by its acronym MINUSCA, a year ago. Since then, there have been several allegations of sexual abuse of children. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Syrian activists say at least 36 people were killed Wednesday by rebel shelling and government airstrikes near Damascus. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif held talks Wednesday in Syria with President Bashar al-Assad. He was expected to discuss a proposed Iranian strategy to end Syria's civil war. A spokesman for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she is turning over to the Justice Department the private email server she used to send and receive messages during her tenure as U.S. Secretary of State. Clinton has been pressured by Republican lawmakers to relinquish the server ever since it was revealed back in March that she used her personal email account to send official messages. U.S. political observer Larry Sabato from the University of Virginia says he doubts anything damaging will be found.
The fact that Hillary Clinton turned it over says to me that it's been carefully examined in various ways by not only her lawyer, but also by the campaign. And if they really thought that there would be something very, very damaging in doing so, they might have fought it further.
Larry Sabato. Africa has marked a full year since its last recorded case of polio, a key step in the future eradication of the disease. The last recorded case of polio on the continent was in Somalia last year. Experts warn that continued success in the battle against polio depends on the continuation of a vaccination campaign and the close monitoring of suspected cases. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.